When workers voted 65 to 54 last week in favor of unionizing the Madison Whole Foods store, it was the first time a union had succeeded in organizing any of the company's 134 stores across North America. Whole Foods management has insisted unions don't fit with the company's team approach to running its high-end organic food stores. Now the company is demanding a new election in Madison because several outspoken supporters of the union have resigned. A company spokesperson says that calls into question their eligibility to vote. There are also accusations that the union offered at least one employee a paid position with the union in return for supporting the organizing effort. But Greg Denier of the United Food and Commercial Workers calls these charges baseless. He says the company wants to invalidate the election because it fears that union drives will spread to other stores.
Because what will happen is employees at Whole Foods stores across the country look to Madison, Wisconsin. They will see that they can organize, they can win, and they can have a voice in the workplace. And Whole Foods is now trying to desperately discourage other workers from organizing by filing these trumped-up objections, which don't even speak to the point that the majority of employees voted to have a union voice.
Denier predicts the National Labor Relations Board will reject the company's election challenges. A decision is likely within 2 weeks. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.